Over time, Louis's temper grew wilder, his fuse shorter, his skills sharper. He socked a girl. He pushed a teacher. He pelted a policeman with rotten tomatoes. Kids who crossed him wound up with fat lips, and bullies learned to give him a wide berth. He once came upon Pete in their front yard in a standoff with another boy. Both boys had their fists in front of their chins, each waiting for the other to swing. "Louis can't stand it," remembered Pete. "He's standing there. Hit him, Pete. Hit him, Pete." "I'm waiting there, and all of a sudden Louis turns around and smacks this guy right in the gut. And then he runs." Anthony Zamperini was at his wit's end. The police always seemed to be on the front porch, trying to talk sense into Louis. There were neighbors to be apologized to and damages to be compensated for with money that Anthony couldn't spare. Adoring his son, but exasperated by his behavior, Anthony delivered frequent forceful spankings. Once, after he'd caught Louis wriggling through a window in the middle of the night, he delivered a kick to the rear so forceful that it lifted Louis off the floor. Louis absorbed the punishment in tearless silence, then committed the same crimes again, just to show he could. Louis's mother, Louise, took a different tack. Louis was a copy of herself, right down to the vivid blue eyes. When pushed, she shoved. Sold a bad cut of meat, she'd march down to the butcher, frying pan in hand. Loving mischief, she spread icing over a cardboard box and presented it as a birthday cake to a neighbor, who promptly got the knife stuck. When Pete told her he'd drink his castor oil if she gave him a box of candy, she agreed, watched him drink it, then handed him an empty candy box. "You only asked for the box, honey," she said with a smile. "That's all I got." And she understood Louis's restiveness. One Halloween, she dressed as a boy and raced around town trick-or-treating with Louis and Pete. A gang of kids, thinking she was one of the local toughs, tackled her and tried to steal her pants. Little Louise Zamperini, mother of four, was deep in the melee when the cops picked her up for brawling. Knowing that punishing Louis would only provoke his defiance, Louise took a surreptitious route toward reforming him. In search of an informant, she worked over Louis's schoolmates with homemade pie and turned up a soft boy named Hugh, whose sweet tooth was Louis's undoing. Louise suddenly knew everything Louis was up to, and her children wondered if she had developed psychic powers. Sure that Sylvia was snitching, Louis refused to sit at the supper table with her, eating his meals in spiteful solitude off the open oven door. He once became so enraged with her that he chased her around the block. Outrunning Louis for the only time in her life, Sylvia cut down the alley and dove into her father's workshed. Louis flushed her out by feeding his 3-foot-long pet snake into the crawl space. She then locked herself in the family car and didn't come out for an entire afternoon. "It was a matter of life and death," she said, some 75 years later. For all her efforts, Louise couldn't change Louis. He ran away and wandered around San Diego for days, sleeping under a highway overpass. He tried to ride a steer in a pasture, got tossed onto the ragged edge of a fallen tree, and limped home with a gashed knee bound in a handkerchief. 27 stitches didn't tame him. He hit one kid so hard that he broke his nose. He upended another boy and stuffed paper towels in his mouth. Parents forbade their kids from going near him. A farmer, furious over Louis's robberies, loaded his shotgun with rock salt and blasted him in the tail. Louis beat one kid so badly, leaving him unconscious in a ditch, that he was afraid he'd killed him. When Louise saw the blood on Louis's fists, she burst into tears.